Hey everyone, welcome back to The Stoic Way. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let me tell you, today's topic is something that hits close to home. We all crave inner peace, right? That feeling of calm amidst the chaos, that sense of grandness even when life feels like a whirlwind. You know what I'm talking about. Ever feel like your mind is a hamster wheel constantly running, thoughts bouncing off the walls? Well, guess what? There's a secret weapon, and it's not some fancy app or magic potion. It's something ancient, powerful, and surprisingly accessible. Yoga or meditation. Now, before you roll your eyes and think namaste isn't your vibe, hear me out. These practices aren't just about stretching limbs or chanting in a candlelit room, although those things can be pretty amazing. At their core, they're about training your mind to find stillness amidst a storm. Think of it like this. Your brain is like that muscle you need to work out regularly. If you don't, it gets weak and prone to nervous anxieties, stress, overthinking, you name it. Yoga and meditation are your mental gym sessions. They help build resilience, focus, and that elusive inner peace we all crave. Here are 5 key takeaways from today's episode. First up, mindfulness is king. Yoga and meditation aren't about emptying your mind, they're about observing your thoughts without judgment. Imagine your thoughts as clouds passing by, acknowledge them, let them drift, and focus on the present moment. It's like hitting the pause button on that mental hamster wheel. Second, consistency is key. Just like you wouldn't expect to become a marathon runner after one jog, don't expect enlightenment from a single yoga session. Regular practice, even for just 10 minutes, 15 minutes a day, can make a world of difference. Think of it as investing in your mental well-being. It's an investment that pays off big time. Third, find what works for you. There are countless styles of yoga and meditation out there. Some are more vigorous, others are gentle. Some involve chanting, others focus on visualization. Experiment and find what resonates with you. You're not looking to fit into a mold, you're creating your own path to peace. Fourth, don't be afraid to start small. Feeling intimidated? Totally normal. Just like learning any new skill, start slow and gradually build up. Even 5 minutes of deep breathing can make a difference. Remember, the journey is more important than the destination. Finally, and this one's crucial, be kind to yourself. There will be days when your mind feels like it's running on overdrive, days when you miss a session or two. That's okay. It happens to all of us. Just pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep going. Consistency is key, but self-compassion is equally important. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're walking into work after a stressful morning commute. Your inbox is overflowing, your boss is breathing down your neck, and the coffee machine decided to take an impromptu vacation. You feel that familiar knot of anxiety tightening in your chest. But wait, remember that deep breath exercise from yesterday? Remember how calm you felt after 5 minutes of mindfulness? You close your eyes for a moment, take a few slow breaths, and focus on the feeling of each inhale and exhale. The world outside fades away, and for a few seconds, you're just present, centered, at peace. It's not that everything magically disappears, deadlines still loom, bosses are still bosses, but your reaction to it all has shifted. You're no longer reacting from a place of panic, you're responding with calm and clarity. That, my friends, is the power of yoga and meditation. So remember, inner peace isn't some unattainable dream, it's a skill you can cultivate, a muscle you can strengthen. Give yourself the gift of regular practice, and watch how it transforms your life, one breath at a time. As always, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts, questions, or even your favorite yoga pose in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe for more episodes on building resilience, discipline, and inner peace, because let's face it, we could all use a little more of that, right? See you next time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.